Blog Talk Radio.
Te lo dije bien clarito.
Permanece a la escucha. Permanece a la escucha.
12 de la noche en La Habana, Cuba.
11 de la noche en San Salvador, El Salvador.
He likes to play with effects and samples and reverb and all that jazz. So big deal. Well, I'll tell you, it's Manu Chao Powwow with Nick. That's right. I'm going to have my partner in crime tonight is going to be Nick Knack. He is a member of the Russell League, and he's a notorious internet troll. He has trolled many Blog Talk Radio shows. Tonight, he joins me as a co-host. This is him right now. Welcome to the show. I hope Nick Knack.
Vince. How are you?
Hey, Nick. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, man. Good topic. Or good band.
It's actually a dude.
Well, he had a band before he went solo. So, but yeah, I love
it. And the band was called Manu Negro. And his name is Manu Chao. Person, Manu, band, Mano. How many proxies are you going through?
Yeah,
Hey, check, check, check. 1, 2. Hello?
You're breaking up pretty hardcore on my end.
Really?
Yeah.
Not a good thing.
Nope.
Hello to Sick Girl and Spyco in the chat room. Hey, can you guys verify, do I sound okay audio-wise, or what's the deal?
Better now.
Better now? What? Because I asked somebody, shaky? Jesus Christ, shouldn't be shaky. Should not be choppy or shaky.
Nope.
Not good. Okay.
I think it's because you went back to the free account, so now you're pretty much fucked.
Yeah. Also, I'm having some network issues working out, so it's part of my bandwidth, I think. But whatever. Anyway, let's get to the topic. Manu Chao. Nick Nack, your thoughts on Manu Chao?
Well, you've known I've loved him for a long time. I think that's we've connected on that a few times, and I originally first heard him when I was shown the album from one of my best friend's girlfriend, who was Spanish, and she played it. And since then, I've never stopped playing it, man. And it's been...
You fucked your best friend's girlfriend.
No, I didn't fuck her. It was just a good friend of mine. But, yeah, definitely one of my top summer albums probably of all time in my life, Clandestino. One of the best, and it's a shame we don't hear more of him in North America, because I know the guy's a god in South America and overseas, but just he's an amazing artist and talented, and can speak like half a dozen languages and also sing in them, and it's been a good influence also on my own music. I wouldn't call it career, but just the way I grew up playing music and instruments, he's been a big influence on me. So, great artist.
No doubt. So, can you perform any of his songs?
What was that? Sorry.
You play guitar, and you sing and stuff. Can you play any of his songs?
Yeah, I used to play in a couple bands when I was growing up, and now I just play, locally and a lot with a few musician friends of mine. Love jamming out on, the simple songs like Je ne t'aime plus, Dia Luna, Di Pena, and stuff like that. They're always really cool songs to break out because they're away from, the regular listening that most people have heard, and I love introducing people to new music as well. So it's always a delight to do so.
Good time. Well, you're what does that mean?
Sorry, you're gonna have to repeat that. You're breaking up again, bad.
All right, I'm going to play the song, reset my connection, and come back. This is for you,
right.
Nick. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Mama was queen of the mambo, papa was king of the Congo. Deep down in the jungle, I start banging my first bongo. Every monkey like to be in my place instead of me, cause I'm the king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong. I went to the big town where there is a lot of sound, from the jungle to the city looking for a bigger crown. So I play my boogie for the people of big city, but they don't go crazy when I'm banging on my boogie. I'm the
king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come, baby.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Nobody like to be in my place instead of me, cause nobody go crazy when I'm banging on my boogie. I'm a king without a crown, hanging loose in a big town, but I'm a king of bongo, baby. I'm the king of bongo bong.
King of the bongo, king of the bongo.
Hear me when I come, baby.
King of the bongo.
see me when I come. They say that I'm a clown, making too much dirty sound. They say there is no place for little monkey in this town. Nobody like to be in my place instead of me, cause nobody go crazy when I'm banging on my boogie. I'm the king of the bongo. Hear me when I come, baby. King of the bongo. Hear me when I come. Banging on my bongo, all that swing belongs to me. I'm so happy there's nobody in my place instead of me. I'm a king without a crown, hanging loose in a big town. I'm the king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong. King of the bongo, king of the bongo. Hear me when I come, baby. King of the hear me when I come. Mama was queen of the mambo, papa was king of the Congo. Deep down in the jungle, I start banging my first bongo. Every monkey like to be in my place instead of me, cause I'm the king of bongo, baby, I'm the king of bongo bong. Hear me when I come. Hear me when I come, baby. Hear me when I j'aimerais mourir tellement j'ai voulu croire. Parfois j'aimerais mourir pour ne plus rien avoir. Parfois j'aimerais mourir pour plus jamais te voir. Je ne t'aime plus, mon amour. Je ne t'aime plus tous les jours. Je ne t'aime plus, mon amour. Je ne t'aime plus tous les jours. Parfois j'aimerais mourir tellement y a plus d'espoir. Parfois j'aimerais mourir pour plus jamais te revoir. Parfois j'aimerais mourir pour ne plus rien savoir. Je ne t'aime plus, mon amour. Je ne t'aime plus, mon amour. Je ne t'aime plus tous les jours. Je ne t'aime plus, mon amour. Je ne t'aime plus tous les jours. Je ne t'aime plus, mon amour. Je ne t'aime plus tous les jours. Je ne t'aime.
Dudes, I totally hope you can hear me right now because I'm having some technical difficulties here. I think I might be under attack by the Brony Nation. I think they might be butthurt because I'm not playing any Brony material. So I've called in on the emergency line. I'm in my an undisclosed location on a hidden bunker. The show will go on. Whether or not there's a website or anything to log on to, it doesn't matter. The call will continue. I'm trying to get back up online. It's not looking like it's happening, but whatever. The show goes on. I have been playing the music of Mr. Manu Chao this evening. And Manu Chao is probably one of my favorite artists of all time. I first saw Manu Chao live in 2006 at
oh, where the fuck was it at? It was at, it was in Brooklyn at Prospect Park, in the Prospect Park band shell. And yeah, so basically, I was a friend of a friend of Gogo Bordello. Essentially, I was friends with Gogo Bordello's videographer. And he got me a backstage pass, press pass, to Manu Chao for a benefit show he did in Brooklyn. It was a paid show, but the proceeds from his paid show that sold out went towards paying for other shows that are free. So it was kind of it was kind of a benefit for the actual concert series, which was really cool. I'm vamping here because I'm trying to log back onto Blog Talk Radio. I don't know. All right, here we go. Get my studio back up. I want to thank my co-host tonight, Nick Knack. Nick Knack, are you there?
Hey, Vince. Yeah, I'm here.
Hey. So,
welcome back.
That track we just played, tell us about it. Why do you like that song so much? You requested it.
Well, it's cool because it's like a double track. It goes from Bongo Bong to Je Ne T'Aime Plus. And it's like, if no one knows French, it's pretty harsh lyric. And I remember when I first heard it, I thought it was a nice, cool, like, friendly song. But yeah, it basically means like, I don't love you anymore. Like, fuck you. And at the time, I was in a relationship with this chick, and yeah, fuck her. And it was one of the albums I was listening to. So yeah, just kind of hit home hard, and cool song, and love the way he goes back and forth with different languages. And, you know, he sings, and he's pretty much fluent in about 6 or 7 languages. So I always found that fascinating with the guy. Vince, you dead? Can you guys hear me at least?
Yeah, we can totally hear you.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, that was it, pretty much. That was my little thing about that song.
Perfect. All right, hang on a second.
I could start playing one of the songs if you're going to do that again, because that was pretty awkward.
Well, are you going to play one of his songs or what?
Let's have a chat. But maybe next time when I'm ready. But
dude, you had an hour to get ready. I told you about the show an hour ago.
Do you actually think I spent that hour getting ready?
I would hope so. Usually when I get invited on a show, I do a little show prep to get ready.
Well, I've been a fan of his for like 15 years, so I know a lot about him, but I didn't need much prep. I had a few glasses of wine. Is that cool?
That's totally cool. I had a few glasses of wine.
Am I gay enough for everybody
myself
now?
I was sipping on some Claypool Cellars Pachyderm 2011 Pinot Noir that was raised along the Russian River Valley here in Northern California.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yeah,
I'm drinking some Pinot Grigio that was made by monks in the Himalayas and filtered through their underpants.
347-826-7667 is the number. We got open phone lines. We're talking about our topic tonight, which is the musician Manu Chao If you're a fan of Manu Chao and you want to chime in, feel free to do so. Here we have a caller, block number. Go ahead. You're on the air. Who's this?
Well, Vince, it's me. I called in to listen to some positive vibes tonight.
And I'm sorry. It's who? Who's this? Identify yourself.
I can't hear the caller.
Yeah. Can you speak up, please? What's your name?
Well, you know who this is. I called in to listen to some positive vibes tonight and learn some new music. I've done my trolling and want to sit back and kick it and listen to some lovely, positive new vibes coming out here.
Vince, I don't know who you brought on, but all I can hear is, like, background noise and static.
Yeah, I don't know. We've been having a lot of technical difficulties. I'm sorry, caller. You're going to have to call back. We had a bad connection, I think. Yeah, you know, I'm sorry. You know, that's the thing is I don't pay for the service anymore, so it's just it's really buggy. You know, you've done a free show. It's just not the same thing.
No, I've done two free shows. Like, my first show was absolutely went horrible down the tubes. I had a loop playing for about 25 minutes of my 30-minute show. And you as well tonight, you had some really bad audio issues. So, yeah, free VTR sucks, just letting everybody know.
Yeah, hopefully I sound better now. I don't know. As long as you can formulate every other word I say, I think we'll be okay.
You're sounding all right now, so let's run with this.
Okay, cool. Hey, I want to do a big ups to the chat room chit chatters, COG, SoCal Gorillas, Tinfoil Radio Network, Love for World Peace, Knickknack, Sick Girl, and Spyco. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. We don't have much time. Let's take calls. We're talking about Manu Chao. Go ahead, caller. Unscreened. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, it's Dark Surfer.
Dark Surfer, what's up, bro?
What's happening?
What up?
Hey, what up? That music's chill as shit, dude.
It
you
is.
Like it? Have you ever heard of Manu Chao before?
Never before. I saw your tweet. I figured I'd listen in.
Yeah, if you like Manu Chao, you can even go back to his earlier band, Mano Negra, which is a punk rock version, and he covers a lot of their songs, but he's more acoustical, but his old band is more punk rock, but Latin-flavored.
Badass.
Yeah, it's right, like street ska, reggae, you know, street music type stuff, man. He's chill, man.
Yeah, it's like the European, South American version of Rage Against the Machine or some shit.
Sure. We'll go with that. No, but without getting too hipster, like, you haven't known them since their first album, man. Like, just go right to Clandestino. That album fucking rocks, dude.
Oh, it's a great starting point. Yeah, it's a great entrance point, and that's what we played most of tonight.
Yeah.
All right, let's take another call. Caller, block number. You're on the air. Who's this?
Can you hear me?
Who?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Who are you?
Who am I?
Yeah.
This is NASA astronaut John Young.
Oh, God. Ladies and gentlemen, it's John Young from the NASA press office. Yeah. So what is NASA's comment on Manu Chao?
We'd like to put him in space for three easy payments of $4.44. That's $4.44 on 22 pounds. Are you in contact with him?
What does that translate to Bitcoin? He only deals in Bitcoin.
Let me check MT Gox. We're really busy. We're just, you know, putting a new spacecraft up, and you know how things are at the Cape and everything when that's going on. So.
Yeah. Hey, how's Phil doing? Did his lady finally give birth?
Who?
Phil.
Phil?
You don't talk to your coworkers, do you?
I don't really know what you're talking about. I'm just a press relations guy.
Never mind. What what's going on?
You wanted me to sign in Bitcoin how much $4.44 was?
Yeah.
That's hard to do.
No, Bitcoins are fractional. You can give me like 0.0001529 Bitcoin.
I know that, yeah. I was just trying to think of what the math would be.
Well, you never know with you NASA guys. Like, sometimes you're on the ball on one thing, and the other thing, you're just, you have no clue.
Like what? In one thing.
Oh.
Strap you to a rocket booster without any parachutes. Come at me. All right, let me see here. So, how
rude.
Would I do this?
Dude. Do you guys even know who Manu Chao is? And if he goes into space, you know he's going to have to bring his band with him, and they're going to have to, like, you know, they have groupies and shit like that.
That's fine. As long as we can fit him on the rocket. We'll put him in space. He just needs to pay the money. Our post box is at the Cape.
Oh, you know, actually, you know who's going to cover this?
Who?
This guy, Pierre. He goes by Pierre on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's gonna cover it. He's got a foundation that he's gonna open up dedicated just to it. So, hit him up on Twitter. He goes by Pierre on Twitter.
Wait, to Manu Chao going to space?
Yeah, exactly. He will cover all the costs. He said spare no expense.
Actually, can you put like one of his songs on, and then fresh off the noise of it, then I can tell you the opinion that NASA officially wants to give on this matter.
Yeah, I think this music is multicultural. It's globally accepted. Oh my God, all of the poor people love this music. They eat it up. It's like, you know, communist propaganda. It makes everybody feel like there's going to be, you know, warm and fuzzy, you know, feelings right around.
Yeah, I just want to say we beat the communists to the moon. So.
Okay, that's enough of NASA. Thank you, NASA, for calling in. We got one more call. Go ahead, caller. Who's this?
Hey, Vince and Nick Knack. This is KX. That was actually some good music. I've never heard of this group, and it's actually quite. It seems like a pretty good thing to listen to, and it's
totally
dope.
A great thing to listen to. I totally suggest you check out.
Vince, why do you let these callers? I can't. It's all crackly and shit. I can't hear anything, and now I'm pissed off because I want to hear fucking Manu Chao. And we got these crackly ass fucking lines on. People 28.8 baud modems calling in. You letting them in? I want to hear some fucking Manu Chao, man.
I'm sorry. That's what NASA and this KX guy are working with. They still are on outdated technology. I can't help it.
Yeah, they're fucking landing on the moon. They're using technology when they land on the moon.
All right, you know what we're going to do? We're going to use technology to get the fuck out of here. Thank you, Nick, for being my co-host tonight. We're going to leave you with one more track from Manu Chao. This is, can you pronounce this for me, Nick? It's Mentira.
Mentiras. Yeah, it's a good song, dude.
Mentiras. All right, peace out.
Sabor, mentira la que manda, mentira comanda. Mentira la tristeza cuando empieza, mentira no te va. Cuando llega, mentira, nunca se va.
Mentira,
mentira, la mentira, mentira, la verdad.
Todo es mentira en este mundo.
Internacional. Esta mañana se inició en Kyoto, Japón, la conferencia internacional sobre cambios climáticos. Tienen la difícil tarea de encontrar un acuerdo que permita luchar eficazmente contra el calentamiento progresivo del planeta. La magnitud y la gravedad de este reto planetario contrasta con el escepticismo que predomina en cuanto a los resultados de esta cumbre. Las divergencias han vuelto a resurgir en vísperas de esta conferencia de Kyoto, en particular entre los países ricos y los países en vías de desarrollo. Estados Unidos, país responsable de una cuarta parte de las emisiones planetarias de gas carbónico, no es un modelo de referencia.
Sería una interesante propuesta, un bastante impuesto, mucho más en investigación y desarrollo.
Es siempre más fácil empurrar con la barriga y dejar o abacaxi para os netos. Mas enquanto o mundo continua parolando, o termômetro e a água vão subindo.